views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone. The Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. We have a live show for you, and I just want to thank you and really appreciate you listening to Tando Radio Show. Today is January the 27th, 2017, and it is a Friday, and looking forward to, many of you are, in, as I am, looking forward to the weekend. But we definitely will have a show for you today to start this weekend off, and hopefully you have a great weekend. But before we get started on today's show, at any time you'd like to give us a call, you can simply just give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **, and we'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So before we get into the show, let's talk about how you can support Black Talk Radio Network. You can easily do it by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll see in the far right-hand margin, you'll see a donation prompt that's there in green and in white. You can just simply hit that and follow the directions on how you can give some of your financial energy to maintain the overall direction and the overall path of this network, which you've come to rely on as credible, is what you come to rely on as necessary, which you come to rely on as important, so that we can continue that direction and grow it even further. Your financial energy is what will keep Black Talk Radio Network in existence. It is incumbent upon all of us to do our part to maintain the overall direction of Black Talk Radio Network so it can be here in the future to bring you the things that we have come to realize is very, very precious for us all. So you can do that easily and efficiently by going to Black Talk Radio Network and hit the green donation, or you can go to also on the page, you see crowdfunding digital black media is right there also. Now, Black Talk Radio Network has also established a social media network known as BTR Community, and you can find that on the website just right under on the far right hand margins, not too far under the donation prompt. You can find the BTR icon, which is going to be a capital B, or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com. That's btrcommunity.com. And Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media network so that you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected by it all. This is the place, and this social media network was devised for you and with you in mind, and you can promote yourself, your business, events that you think should be highlighted or given attention to, things that you think are relevant and important, You can do that within BTR community. I no longer post inside of Fedbook. I haven't even checked it in a while. So I need to go ahead and just do my silent closeout, which I'll be doing relatively soon. And BTR community is where I post and where many of the members, and we need to continue that. And it's some great information that's there, especially for what's going on. And one of the good things about it with BTR community is you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder, and it's more sincere and holistic to your overall individual growth, because it is devised for you. It's not being used as a tool against you. It's something that is in your best benefit. So check out BTR community. It's only $24 a year to join, $24 a year to join, and that pays for the upkeep and establishment of it all. So be a part of BTR community and engage. If you are a social media light, definitely go there and engage. Also, if you would like to acquire precious metals, which you should be acquiring, and very, very important. Today is Friday. It's Financial Friday. We are going to have a very, very important, in my opinion, financial show. And the thing is that you want to start, you deserve, and you've worked too hard to be paid a slave's wage and to save as a slave. And slaves are paid debt. They are actually paid notes and debt, and they are actually, their energy is stolen. And the choice is up to you is if you want to save that way. And I would definitely highly suggest that you do not save as a slave. Make sure that you preserve your overall, your energy, and maintain some form of prosperity that you can use in the future, and also invest forward in the future. Very, very important, especially for what is going to be going on and what's unfolding here in the Americas. And when I mean the Americas, I just use that as tongue-in-cheek. When I mean by the Americas, I mean North America, Central America, and South America is definitely going through a pattern of destruction. Economic destruction is going to also lead into a pattern of hostile confrontation war-wise. So we need to be made abreast, or and have our, you know, have our community, our family, and ourselves prepared for this as much as we possibly can. So today's show, is going to be about, oh, wait, forgot. Now, before I get to that, also, so it's very important that you save as a king or as a queen, and that would be in gold, but really silver is more valuable than gold. They don't tell you this, but it's more valuable than gold, much, much more valuable than gold. And one of the things is that we always go the way the system has taught us, which is always a path of destruction. Or you could save as a lady and a gentleman, and that would be in silver and the other precious metals. Just make sure that you are taking your notes of enslaved wages and transferring into sovereignty, self-determination, prosperity, and freedom. And that is in assets. Most the precious metals is the purest form of money that we currently have. It's the most purest form of money that we currently have. And maybe to some of you, you would say, what does that mean? And that's because it's not really taught, or there is no real elaborate education on that. And this is what we try to do here, but it is definitely, definitely true. It's far more important. It's just as equally important for sustaining life as water and as food and as air. That's just the truth. And it's easy to show into why that is, but people don't know that, and they would say, first thing they would say is no, because they don't know. And I would always say, make sure you seek an education, because the school system is going to keep you right where you are in a state of dependency on the system. So you can go to Prosperity Mint and make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com, before you purchase this, so someone can get in contact with you and make sure that you are purchasing correctly from Prosperity Mint, okay? So Prosperity Mint is going to be going through some major, major changes in the coming future here, and it's going to be very beneficial to you all. So they'll let you know when that's going to happen. Okay, now let's jump into what's in the news. Very, very important. And once again, if you'd like to get in on today's show, or you want to comment about anything, you have any questions, you know, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **, and that will put you in queue. And then if I'm reading something or if I'm off of the page and I don't say something that I notice you right away on the board, just, you could just say, excuse me, and let me know that you're there, and then I will definitely get to your question or comment, okay? All right, so let's get into what's in the news. So first thing that we're going to be talking about and today on Tando Radio Show live program that's coming to you from FEMA Region Number 6 is going to be the two types of depressions facing all three Americas, North America, Central America, and South America. The two types of depressions facing all three of the Americas. Very, very important. So that's what today's topic is going to be. And we will get into that right after we get through what's in the news. So first article out of what's in the news, and big ups to my man Jam. Jambone sent me this. This comes from NBC News. World is preparing for war. Ex-Soviet leader Gorbachev warns. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev warned Friday that it all looks as if the world is preparing for war. Gorbachev had said, who was the head of the social state when it dissolved in 1991, which it never really did. They only made you think that it did. It never did. Wrote the comments in an opinion piece for Time magazine. More troops, tanks, and armored personnel carriers are being brought to Europe, the 85-year-old wrote. And Gorbachev is giving you the system is allowing him to give the warning to people, because they always tell you before they do it. And when is this going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know, but I just know that it's much closer today than we were yesterday, and it will come to a head, and in my opinion, it will come to a head relatively quickly within this next year or the next 3 years, possibly. But I do think it will be within, and for the sake of purpose of putting a timeline on it, which I don't really like doing, it doesn't really matter. The key is, sometimes when you hear about it, maybe a couple of years away, people don't prepare. It takes a lot to prepare, a whole lot of energy, and it requires so much discipline. So I never like to put a timeline on, because people then say, oh, well, I got time. No, you don't. You really don't, because there are going to be a lot of different things that happen before it gets to that dramatic stage. And your overall well-being may be hinging on what you do right now. I would say that it is, and this is why we bring you Tando Radio Show, so we can give you these warnings. You know, just think, for those that haven't started to prepare, I would say, what are you waiting for? Something to happen? By the time it does happen, you didn't see it coming. You darn sure are not going to know what to do when it does happen, and you're going to be fighting against everybody else that was equally like you. And that momentum is going to drown you completely. And it is going to be fire next time. One of the things that before we get into today's show, one of the things that I always say that they tell you before they do it, the overall prophecies is because the people that are actually, that were prophesizing a lot of this stuff, are the ones that are going to do it. It's the system itself. So they tell you way in advance that things is going to happen, because they know that people will not do anything about it. But they still say it and let you know, and then boom, by the time it happens, it's too darn late. And I always like to you, because I hate to do this, but it's so true. We really don't know anything about history. And because we don't know anything about history, we have no direction on where we're going. You look at Katrina as case in point. Many people discarded everything. Nah, this ain't gonna be this or that, that. And just total a state of ennui. And there was a horrific price that was paid for it. Some people weren't able to do much about it. So they thought or said, because of their overall economic standing. Let me tell you something. That really doesn't matter when things go awry. Because if you knew what the outcome was going to be, you would have found a way. The key is you can tell that these things are starting to unfold. These are all the hints that you need to be taking, that you need to start to have some form of discipline. The party is completely over, folks. And relying on someone else and having an optimistic view about things, optimism brings for death of people, physical death of people, because it brings on a false sense of security or an exclusion that people would think that they would be immune from what's going on. That's not being optimistic. That's not being optimistic at all. That's being ignorant, sleuthful, and deliberately careless. That's really what it is all about. And today's, at this particular moment in eternity, that's what the system has tried to perpetuate and try to groom and to domesticate, and they have it right where they want it. So the reason why Miguel Gorbachev is doing this is because the system is allowing him to do this, to give the warning so that later on that they could come back and say, see, we told you, you didn't listen. And now because of that, everything is awry. So now this is what you need to listen to us now in order for this to be fixed. And then that's where the second false step will be made. So very, very important. Be aware of what's happening and how things are being set up, ladies and gentlemen. And those people in your family or friends that don't want to, so what? That you can't make them do it. You stay steadfast because you're the only one that really hears. You're the only one that really can discern. They can't do it because they've chosen not to. That's their choice. That's their choice. Leave them to their choices. Let your conscience be your guide. You harnessed and you home your overall resonant frequency that's telling you that, yo, things ain't right. So check out that article. Next article that was there, that we posted. It was this one came from the EU, from Europe, Europe.EU Smart. And what this said was that Europe, let me see if I can pull this up real quick. There was a PDF form. It came from the EU, and it was talking about what they plan on doing with cash. They are going to take cash out of the system, ladies and gentlemen. Why? And I'm going to tell you why in 1 second. I'm going to read this real small part, and this has a lot to do with today's show. It's critical that you prepare yourself with, because we are already in the midst of everything. What you do right now is very, very important to where your family, where you, and where the community will be able to establish some firmness and stability going forward. Has to start with you. Because you're the only one that is in tuned enough by way of your intelligence, by way of your spirituality. You're the only one that's in tune. Everyone else is oblivious to it in so many forms and fashion. And why are they? Mainly because they want to be. Mainly because they see, there is no excuse for your spiritual existence, because your spiritual existence is able to create practically anything. You have that capability. So check out this from the European Commission. Very, very important. This PDF was there. It was dated 1/23, January the 23rd, 2017. Date of the roadmap. Okay? And it says, here it is. Let me get to the important part. The Commission published on the 2nd of February 2016 a communication to the Council and to the Parliament on an action plan to further step up the fight against financing of terrorism. The action plan builds on existing EU rules to adapt new threats and aim at updating EU policies in line with the international standards and the contents of the Commission's actions to extend the scope of the regulations on the controls of cash entering or leaving the community. References made to the appropriateness to explore the relevance of potential upper limits of cash payments. The action plan sets that payments in cash are widely used in financing of terrorist activities. And in this context, the relevance of potential upper limits to cash payment could also be explored. Several member states have in place prohibit for cash payments above specific thresholds. Now, here's what it says. Very, very important. Critical part. Let me get to what they were basically saying. Let me see if I can catch it really quick here. What they were basically saying that, yes, cash does give people some anonymity, but that same anonymity that people are having from using cash is facilitating the financing of terrorist organizations. And this is why it's so important for you to know what's going on. Who has established these terrorist organizations? It's the same system that is now trying to get you from having any form of engagement medium of exchange anonymously so that you can't protect yourself. This is a smokescreen, ladies and gentlemen. Here it goes. This is what it says. Direct link exists between initiatives stemming from the action plan to strengthen the fight against terrorist financing. The particulars in the proposal for amendments of the Anti-Money Laundering Directive, which introduced strict transparency rules and other measures targeting specifically at terrorist financing. Furthermore, the initiative should be seen in conjunction with the ECB, the European Central Bank, decision on May 4, 2016 to discontinue the production of euros at the 500 banknote. This is how they're slowly creeping up on you to totally destabilize you economically. And this is what this show is going to be about today. See, this is the thing. If they were sincere in these overall methods, it would be targeted specifically and only to those individuals that engage in it. But what they do is this, is they use their terrorism that they have established and created for their benefit themselves and has been lying to you every cent so that they can get from you what they want, your complete surrenderance of your free will. And how are they going to do that, ladies and gentlemen? The slave notes, the payments, the notes that they give you, the debt instrument that they give you, as a wage of your slave payment and wage, they're going to take it back from you. Who does that hurt? You or them? You. And this is critical that you know. So I posted that one. Check that out. This is going to be about a part of today's show so that you can see what's really going on. So let me just get out of this and get back into the other part of what's in the news. Next, what's in the news? Oh, before we go, I said this is going to be a policy everywhere. They are going to remove cash from the system, and they're going to make cash even more worthless, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to talk about that. Next article comes from The Guardian. And my commentary, World War III, GNW1, and that's Global Nuclear War 1. It's on its way, folks. This came from The Guardian. And in this article, this came from The Guardian. It's theguardian.com. It's over in Europe. And this article says, Trump has bared his fangs to Merkel. He will do untold damage to Europe. The president-elect praised, and he's the president now, praised Brexit. And is cozying up to Putin in a promise to take an axe to NATO and establish trading systems prepared for a remake of the 1930s. And in the 1930s, there was the Great Depression of the 1930s. Now, this was actually an article from the 17th, just before, on that, what date was that? On that Tuesday, of last Tuesday. So And this is what it first says. Who still wants to be the behemoth, this man of the special relationship? Enter Donald Trump, Britain's latest best friend. I think Brexit is going to end up being a great thing, he assured the UK by ways of the Times on Monday. Then he held out a big juicy bone to May, who is the prime minister who is here. A trade deal with the United States. We're going to work very hard to get it done quickly. Going for both sides. So I think we have a caller in queue. So this is the whole thing. This is going to completely start to destabilize Europe, and this is being intentionally done. So I think let me check to see if we have a caller in queue. And if we do, we'll go to him. 1 second. Sorry, you know my okay, yes we do. Yeah. My man Jerry, what's going on?
I'm good, Dave. How you and Scott are doing tonight?
Man, we're good.
Hey, I've been thinking about this Trump thing, and I was like you as far as the I didn't believe he was gonna get in. But what I noticed is I had a second thought about that when I started seeing him put those executive orders in for like the where he wasn't actually shutting down the freedom of speech clause for the media and whatnot, but he was giving mm-hmm. the president power to where he could place them in Guantanamo Bay as if they was terrorists based off of what they were speaking. And other mm-hmm. Executive orders that he put into place for the next incoming president. Now, I've seen a lot of these policies that Donald Trump have put into place. All have they have an extra magnitude based off of what Obama had put in place before him. So that was just an observation that I had made that I was wondering. I haven't heard anybody else speaking to this, but one of the things is that you always talk about the opportunities and chaos. So right now, Trump, we all got to remember is that he's not a politician. This is not a politician that's head of this corporation. This time, they actually got a CEO to play CEO of the company. So this dude is putting chess moves together to where he could benefit. I mean, let's look at his cabinet. I done talked to Scotty about this on his show a couple times about all the people that he done appointed. Now, when you look at all of these people, they either racist or they tycoons. So, with that being said, he done me and Jambone talked about this. You talked about this the other day, how they cutting it down 75% to make it to where these companies can get business in. And then he talking about sending the feds into Chicago. Now, here's my point. With all of these things that's going on, there's going to be a lot of buildings and construction that's going to go on. I ain't going to say fall through the cracks, but it's going to be able to happen a lot easier now with everything being relaxed. Now, he want to go in there, and we know that the them boys in Chicago ain't just going to go that easy, so they going to tear that side of the town up. It's already low property value. Now, when bullet holes get written everywhere because they ain't going to just fall down and let those police come in and just do them in the kind of way, I assume, that's going to make it fall down even more. Now, he might stop a lot of violence in there. But what's going to happen to that property where all of our brothers and sisters are staying? They're going to come in there and they're going to buy that property up. And then they're going to have some more high rises. Now, all of these folks going to be thanking Donald Trump. And I heard Warren say this, is that when this happens, is that other people are going to want this same thing. They're going to fall in line, be begging them to come, bring the feds to their town, like my town. You know, it's a lot of projects being shut down right around this time. It's a lot of killing going on around here. My city might be the one that asks for the feds to come in. All where the projects and stuff are at, They taking over that stuff. Now, if the feds come in and they have a shootout, then the property value go down, then they'll be able to snatch it up just that faster. Now, why are we not having a conversation about buying some of these properties before they even get a chance to and building up our equity on that end? Because they going to build, just if any of us have an opportunity to have some of that land before they get started. What you think about that? You too, Brother Scotty, because I know you have land over there. Have you even ever thought about venturing off doing anything like that?
Well, I'm going to say this, is that it's a global perspective that's being outplayed here. So Scotty says he wants to comment on it, so he's going to jump. It's a global perspective that's being here. And this is what today's show is going to really be about. One of the things with assets is that you have to know the full cycle of not just the cycle that you're in, but you need to know the cycles that have come before, because everything that they do, they're doing it based off of what has worked in the past before. And what I'm saying is this, is that there are going to be areas, this is all a part of a plan. And this plan is a global plan. Yes, Trump is a, but Trump is a CEO, yes, but Trump is known for bankruptcy. And that bankruptcy is going to follow the bankruptcy of the United States. And he was chosen and selected for a particular reason, because of his image, and they knew exactly how he would bring. It will all look fine and dandy in the beginning, but what's going to end up happening is this, and I'm going to get to it the long and the short. The United States is insolvent and in receivership. It's in complete receivership. And what's going to happen is that there's properties now in certain places that seem like they're low, but they're going to collapse even further. So the deal and the bargain that you think that you're getting now is not a deal. You may go in and you may purchase it for $50,000, $100,000 or whatever, but after this whole economic cycle starts to move from a deflationary depression to a hyperinflationary depression, which I'm about to talk about, that asset that whoever purchased it is not going to be able to hold on to it, and they're going to be selling it at pennies on the dollar. That's the full cycle of an economic collapse. It's always deflation before hyperinflation. The United States has not reached the hyperinflation part yet, and it's about to. And when it does, it's going to totally annihilate. This is the historical truths of how they play this game. It's a global game of controlling of resources. And the thing about it is that strategical places are going to be seized by eminent domain by the government because of war. Got to be careful of that, too. Got to be careful of that. So this is all a part of the plan of everything. And this is a part of the unfolding of things. And I'm going to say, one of the things that I think is in everyone's best interest is that if you are an investor now, you need to be investing based off of fundamentals, the fundamentals of historical waves, and know where we are in that historical fundamental wave. It may appear one way right now, but what the true direction of it all is far worse. It's far, far worse. So that's what I would say to that, Jerry. I think that we should be strategically positioning ourselves within assets, but then there are some assets that are not as appealing as others would be.
Yeah,
as others would be. And I think that that is the most important thing to be looking at. Right now, it's historically sensitive to where we are. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, to answer the question, if I'm looking into anything like that, no. You know, I'm just trying to keep Black Talk Radio Network going, bro. And, you know, trying to hang on to the land that we do have. And if I'm going to be making any moves, it's going to be with my family to take back the land these racist crackers then stole from us, because they stole a lot. And so that's where my focus is in terms of, like, this real estate, like Charlotte, their home prices. My dad lives in Charlotte, in a little community, Black community in Charlotte. And their home prices had been going down for a while, or I should say the value of their prices, which in my opinion is artificially set, because now those prices are skyrocketing in Charlotte. And I'm like, well, what changed? What the hell changed that, you know, that it was depressed before, but now all of a sudden these property values is going up in Charlotte? I don't know anything that has changed, so, I'm not the person that's really knowledgeable, excuse me, on real estate. But I did want to say something about Chicago when you mentioned Donald Trump sending in or saying that he might send in the feds. Well, the feds are already in Chicago, and, you know, so what is he talking about? He need to be more specific. Is he talking about the National Guard? Is it what? You know, and he can't just do those things. But I'm seeing a whole lot of how can I put this, hypocrisy, because many other people that are screaming about he might send troops to Chicago or the National Guard or what. Hey, where were you when Obama, for the first time in history that I'm aware of, declared a no-fly zone over American City? Remember that Ferguson no-fly zone, so that the helicopters couldn't see what was going on and take any news footage, or nobody could watch TV and see how the police were positioning themselves so that they could, you know what I'm saying? And then we also had John Lewis calling for martial law in Ferguson. But a lot of Black people forget that, don't they? But now that Trump is proposing something similar, now they want to take to the streets on that. But let me say this, though. I don't know what's going on in Chicago. You got a very brutal slave catchers force up there. I do believe they behind some of the killings, just like I've talked to, you know, some activists and researchers who said that police were keeping the war between the Bloods and the Crips going by stealing, you know, like a Crips car and then doing a drive-by on a Blood to keep that whole thing going. And so, but at the same time, there are Black people killing Black people up there. And so I'm like this, what happened to, let me tone it down a little bit. Remember Mr. Farrakhan said, what is it, justice or else, that we were looking for 10,000 soldiers, fearless warriors to stand in between the violence, between the community and whoever's perpetrating the violence, whether it be police or gangsters, you know, or whatnot. What happened to that? I did interview one guy. I think he's in your area, down there in the Tennessee area. I had to check again, but that's the only person that I know, and they are in the Nation of Islam, that started some kind of patrol. And what they were calling like a de-escalation type thing, where they come out and mediate and what have you. So, but I'm saying this, like I said to somebody yesterday, see, we not handling our own business. When we don't handle our own business, we give those outside the community the authority to come in and do what we are refusing to do, and that's police our own communities. And I'm sick and tired of hearing about these children getting gunned down in Chicago, no matter who's doing it. So I ain't mean to, I don't know if I went off on a tangent there, but those are my thoughts on it.
Yeah, and you know, it's very critical. We have to always be careful of what mainstream is doing, because it's just like voting. It's a setup. It's a complete setup. This whole thing in Chicago has been manufactured for the agenda of something that's unseen, but it's very apparent. It's very, very apparent. This is about the complete destabilization. That's really what this is all about. This is why you have this character that you have now. This is why the character before him did these things, and this is why this character will do these things, and the one after them will do what they're going to do. And it's all about the system, upholding the system. So
think it's a great, great question. And, you know, it's things that we really, really should be looking at. And I would, once again, I would say we have historical truths to play back on, to see where we are and to shoot a correct azimuth on things. Why don't we use it? Why don't we use it? Every time that they, when the system ever says that this is what they want to do it for the destruction of you. They never give you anything. They only take everything away.
Dave, to that point, it was one thing I meant to say, and I do acknowledge that they have taken away, like Dave just said, they've taken away your gun rights in Chicago. So I don't blame people for not getting out in the streets, because I wouldn't go out there unarmed. So they taking away the people's ability to defend themselves.
It's a created paradigm. And we have to be that it's created, and until we handle things from a different consciousness and from a different direction, they're going to remember. I will just say this. The same infiltration that's going on in Chicago went on in Los Angeles. It went on in New York. It went on in Richmond, California. It goes on and on and on in different places. Because remember, Chicago has, just like the they talk about terror. Now Trump wants to says terror works. I mean, torture works. And everything. Chicago has its own secret prisons and secret cells and secret places that they operate out of.
Holman Square.
All done by, this is a psyop.
It's Holman Square, Dave.
Psyops, and this has been going on there for a long time. Like Scotty said, there's already been federal agents there for a very long time. But see, now they made it popular because of talking points. Got to be careful of that. So, and we got another caller that's in queue. Oh, wow. My man, Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, you know. Go ahead. Oh, wait. right, Scotty. The secret of Chicago Police black site.
I was just going to say, remember, man, we got Rahm Emanuel, who's President Obama's boy here in Chicago. I don't know how long ago, a few months ago, he made up a news press conference saying that he needed to bring in 2,000 more slave catchers to stop the carnage in Chicago. Now, you ask yourself, who's benefiting from all this violence? See, I ask myself these kind of questions. So, in order to bring in more police, you have to escalate violence to such a level. Then you got the man, New York always drops Chicago as violent, and Chicago's the focal point for violence around the country now. Now, remember, this is black-on-black violence we're talking about. Basically, that's what they call it. What I would say is anything but that. You know, I buried two children here, you know, here, period. I don't even want to really get into it because it's emotional as I think about it, but all for straight nonsense.
Yeah, it's the psyops. This is a psyops what's going on in Chicago. It's completely a psyops. And there's a psyops for a reason. It's a psyops for a reason. Because of the strategical importance that Chicago plays. Remember Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. What he said, that's who it is. So, but I think it's a great, great question, and Jerry posed that great, great question. And I think for Jerry, I think it's very, very critical for us to look at things from a full perspective and to see really where we are. And that is, there are some things that we should be doing asset wise. But I would always say, be careful where their emphasis is, because it's a reason why. It's a complete reason why. And I'm not quite, I have an idea, but I can't say that because of my responsibility of not just, you know, going with my personal views about things, because I have a responsibility to all of our listeners. My personal views are my personal views. And so, but I think it's critical that we look at things from the fullness of it, from the whole historical perspective. I was always told that, especially in economics, if you don't know history in economics, you have no indication of where it's going, where the economy is going to be moving in the future, because it's cyclical. It repeats itself. Very, very important. But great, great question. So let me get back into, well, let me make sure. Jerry, did you want to come back with anything?
Right now, I'm just going to hold up and keep on listening. I got plenty of questions, but I'm trying to let you get through some of this, and I hold
you. Great, great question, Jerry, as always. And I'm glad, you know, that's what Jerry does. I love Jerry, man. Jerry asks some questions, you know, and it's important for us to do that, because that's a part of our overall dialogue that's critical. Now, what I say is the complete and everything? No, but I would just say that there is some things that you need to consider. There is counsel that you need to have before you make, you know, different moves. And you take it from different things, and then you come up and you start to do some of your own. And then, boom, you come up with a decision that I think is in your best interest. All right, so let's jump up. Hold on, Brother Bragg. Let's jump into, and you know what? It's so crazy. Jerry's question goes right with today's show. So, all right, let me get to what's in the news, and we'll jump into today's show. Next article comes from, this one comes from thedailycaller.com, okay? German newspaper editor. Now, I want you to really think about this whole thing here. German newspaper editor. Assassination, the easiest way to end the Trump catastrophe. The editorial publisher of a German weekly, Die Zeit, suggested the easiest way to end the Trump catastrophe is to murder the president in the White House. Joffe joined the panel show ARD to answer questions from the public. A viewer called and to ask if it was possible to impeach President Donald Trump and end the catastrophe. This is Germany. Why is this so important, ladies and gentlemen? Because once again, history is replaying itself, and it's replaying itself in a multifaceted way. All of the stages are being set for a bunch of governments around the world to have where Trump will pose a real national security risk to their sovereignty. And by doing that, what is that going to do? What is that? Think about what is that going to do? That's going to place where the, and they just said it right here, they're telling you that there is murmuring of assassination. Now it's the perfect place to do it. Remember when we talked about earlier this week, there was a Secret Service agent, the head of the Secret Service agent, the special agent in charge of Denver, said that she would not take a bullet for him, and gave all the reasons why. But see, that's just one facet. When you start to put all of these things together, it paints a picture, and then you could take that picture and say, where have we seen this identifying mark before? And you'll see it in past. The whole setup for the murmuring of assassination, but it's really not an assassination that's really going on here. It's really the destroying and the unraveling and the overall receivership of the United States falling into insolvent, where the United States becomes insolvent financially and, more importantly, militarily. This is what this whole setup, and they have the perfect character there. I do not condone any of that, because I don't resonate that way. But see, the trap is set, and this trap has been set many times before. And many, many, many people fell for it. Many, many people. Every single major military confrontation or war has always been spurred by a false flag. And all of the dealings are being set up now for that to happen. And let me tell you, for those of you that think that that's a good thing, you know, the thing is that Trump ain't the target. It's you. It's you. It's to continue the overall cycle of enslavement. And war is the best way they do it. It is being set up, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting close. This is Germany. This ain't the first time. So check out that article. Next article. This came from the USA Today. It was they did this, I think, earlier this week, maybe a day or two ago. Doomsday clock ticks closer to apocalypse, and one person is to blame. Who do you think that one person is to blame, that they're saying? Close scientists moved the hands of the doomsday clock closer to midnight on Thursday, yesterday, increasing the worries over nuclear weapons and climate change each year. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, which is a nonprofit association that has the doomsday clock, set the clock, deciding whether the events of the previous years push humanity closer and further, but closer to or further from destruction. And they moved the doomsday clock closer to 12 midnight. And at 12 midnight, that's what they say. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because once again, they tell you before they do it. And that individual that they're talking about is Trump. It's Trump. It's all a setup. It's all a setup. Real quick, Let me really quickly, because I really want you to put these pieces together and see what's going on here, so you can devise your come up with your own opinion about things. All right. Now, one thing I never try to do, I don't care if it's good evidence or bad evidence. All evidence tells a story of where the possibility of where the truth stands. Here it goes. We are creeping closer to the apocalypse, according to the panel of scientists and scholars. Scientists moved the doomsday clock, a symbolic clock, to the end of the world to 2.5 minutes before midnight, the US Today said. Scientists moved the hands of the clock closer on Thursday amidst increased worries over nuclear weapons and climate change. Each year, the Bulletin of Scientists, a nonprofit that sets the clock, decides whether the events of the previous year push humanity closer or further from destruction. The symbolic clock is now 2.5 minutes from midnight, the closest it's been to midnight since 1953, when the hydrogen bomb was first tested. Scientists blame a cocktail of threats ranging from dangerous political rhetoric to the potential of nuclear threats as the catalyst for moving the clock closer towards doomsday. So, and one of the things they're talking about, that the reason why, is the rhetoric that's going on, and this is the setup, ladies and gentlemen. These are the warning signs that they give you as to where we're going. So, in my opinion, or what, not where we're going, but what the overall system has in plan. So check out that article. Next article comes from express.co.uk. Human pig hybrid. Scientists hope to create part man and part pig organ. Scientists and biological researchers organization in California have taken cells from a pig and people to create an embryo that was inserted into a female pig as part of an initial experiment. Ladies and gentlemen, the pig has already been the hybrid of man. And from past scientific, from some of the ancient technology and some of the ancient hybrid testing that was done in the past and genome testing that was done in the past, very, very important that you check that article out. It tells you everything. Now, this article is probably, man, I hate that I didn't have time to do this one. This is a very, very important article. There was an article from themindunleashed.com. The Institution in Technology exposes academia's role, war and science system. The academic surprising role in war, science, and the system. This is a must-read article. Don't skip it out. This is a must-read article. I'm going to tell you why. Because they give you some of the institutions that are actually engaging in war. But there's some that we're going to do a show. How much time? All right, we'll do it. Listen, it's very, very important. And this basically, let me go to the top. Here's what it says. We face a few... Oops. Okay. With a new face on the American empire, people are looking to vet their frustrations on this icon, but who is truly responsible for creating tyranny and suffering in the world? What? Governments, corporations, and institutions are truly responsible, entities are truly responsible for shaping life to be hell on earth or for the bottom class of people and how they do it. Answering this question, who is morally culpable for degrading our world? It's critical for any person understanding of whether we are, of where we are as a species. Let me move this down. The article will focus on a rarely touched aspects of the power structure, institutions of technology, the entities of mad scientists, and these academic institutions that support military-industrial complex. These schools pioneer science to benefit of governments, corporations, and the class of people treated like cattle. They march society on a path that does not benefit our people. Very, very important and true. Now, some of these places... Carnegie Mellon University, CMU, and what they do. You need to. That's the Rockefeller, one of the Rockefeller schools. All of this are charted by the Jesuits. CMU is very important. How much time we got? All right, I'm gonna hurry up through this. Georgia Tech is very, very important. I'm gonna tell you, I went to Georgia Tech. I actually visited Georgia Tech, and there was a evilness and all of inside of their labs and inside of their institutions of learning. The young people that were there, they may not resonate or picked up on it, but this is something that I could actually feel. There is a lot that goes on there. All right. So and they're known for working with DARPA in the U.S. military. MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, very important. And Worcester's Polytechnic Institution. This is probably the most important one. WPI is an original organization of technology founded in Massachusetts in 1865. It is involved in food engineering, biotech, and genetic modification, transgenic animals. I'm stop right there. Transgenic animals. Who do you think those transgenic animals are? See, the thing about it is most people would think that those transgenic animals are mice and guinea pigs. No, the animal they're talking about is you. This is why the fad that's going around is all a part of what WPI has been doing to the food source and has been doing to in the medical field and has been using their technology against you and their overall DNA testing and specimen transferring, because that's what they do. They're genetically modified animals using DNA. And this is what they've unleashed that on the population. Those transgenetic animals, they're talking about people because they consider you their cattle. And one of the things about this place, they're known as having the GMO gatekeeper. They even say it themselves. This is critical for us to realize how we're being had on so many levels. This is not higher education, ladies and gentlemen. This is nothing more than the evilness of schooling. and they hide it behind a deception of higher education. This system doesn't educate you at all. It domesticates and schools you. There's nothing holistic about this. Holistics requires an education. Genetic modification and slicing and genome and all of that requires the proper schooling. The setup is great. So some of the other Michigan State University, Purdue University. We'll probably do a show where we just go over what they do. Number seven, the Modern War Institute, Paulson School of Engineering and Applied Sciences at Harvard. Another great one. Virginia Polytech Institute, Virginia Tech, Israeli Institute of Technology. And that is an article that I all highly suggest that you read so that you can really see what it is that you're dealing with and why it's critical that we develop some real sound discipline. Very, very important. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit star. Reading something, or just let me know. Say, excuse me, I hear you, that you're there, and I'll come right to you. Because when I'm reading something or on another page, I can't see the board. So just let me know that you're there. But if we're on the board, I'll see you, and then definitely we'll bring you up. So I just want to get back to where we were. And I want to say, I think it's very, very important that I missed yesterday the 96-hour margin call. I'm going to do that on Monday. God, you know, great creator willing. Do it on Monday, and that'll be the only thing that we do. And I've been missing it sometimes, so I'm just going to do that one because I think it's very, very important just to help us where we are so we can start to think about some things and then prepare ourselves accordingly for different things as you see fit. So we'll do the 96-hour margin call on Monday. All right, so let's get back into, just before we went to the commercial break, we were talking about an article that the Mind Unleashed had about the institutions of technology using their overall technology for the purpose of, and what I call, the schools of war, the school of war, enslavement, and population control or depopulation control. Very, very important. We also actually heard this being played out when we actually did, we were doing cyber wars, and we're one of the there was a contractor that was given a military contract, and remember what he said, I just develop the technology and give it to the military and they do what they want. You're right, you know what's up, and we know what's up. What are they doing with that all? So very important that we understand these things, because nothing will change unless we're willing to go in a different direction and use a different consciousness that has created this problem. And until we do that, we will continue just to work within the system and uphold it. And there's a fine line with that. You can easily be trapped, caught into it, captured into it, or actually be paid into it. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult to work from within it. There's a consciousness that we have to have to go in a different direction. Now, you can actually be in it and not have it affect your overall self-determination and direction. Yes, that's you establishing your own from within, because you can't forcefully change everything around you. But what you can have real influence over is how you respond to everything. That's very, very important. So get as many of the variables as you possibly can so that you can have the greatest measure of success whatever your direction is. And I don't want to discourage anyone from doing anything. If you think that something is viable and good for you, go all at it. But I would always say, make sure you do your due diligence. Make sure your backbone is greater than your wishbone. Do the work. Do the hard work. And I would always say there's always great, great protection in the path that's least traveled. Find the hardest way to do things and do it that way. Doesn't feel good. It ain't comfortable. It's tiring, but it offers you the best protection. So just wanted to say that. All right, so picking up. Next, we got two more things. Oh, one more thing, and then we're going to get into today's show, which I think is very, very important. Next article. This one came from the Daily Caller as well, dailycaller.com. United States Navy, U.S. Navy, to go full Star Trek with new laser weapon. U.S. spaceships might not engage in galactic combat in the near future. Aha, they tell you. But the Navy is preparing to deploy a futuristic and powerful laser weapon on its ships within the next 2 years. We're doing a lot more with lasers, says this Rear Admiral. And I said that this whole thing, the key word in this whole thing is yet. Yet is the key word. They plan on using this galactically. And I said disclosure comes in different forms. Soon they plan on fighting life forms not from this earth. That's just my assumption, my opinion. So that's what we have in the news, and we want to jump into today's show. And if you'd like to give us a call at any time, you have a question or comment, don't hesitate. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And today's show is the two types of depressions facing all three Americas, North America, Central America, and South America. And because that is the overall, in my opinion, the overall target, but that's the overall interest, but the specific target is going to, in my opinion, is in North America, the United States. It's the specific target that the system wants to leverage to their advantage. And they are doing it by diverse ways from the past, and they're just rehashing it and reusing it because it worked so well before. And we need to take a look at that and how that actually could affect you. So if you have any questions or comment at any time, give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then hit ** to unmute yourself. I'll see you in queue because I'm on the board now, and then we'll jump into it. If you have a question or comment, just let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Dialogue is very, very important. Okay, so now what I want to talk about is the two depressionary forces that are facing the Americas. And I think this is very, very important because you need to know exactly where we are and what it is that you can anticipate that this war and how it's going to wage out is not only a hot war or a physical war, but it's definitely the asymmetrical tactics that have been used and proven from the past because they know the overall psychological profile of people, and they use that to their advantage. So I would always say it's keen for you to be a warrior and not a soldier, because a soldier takes orders while a warrior devises ways to stay sovereign and self-determining and sovereign and self-determining, and they'll do everything to uphold that sovereignty. That's the difference between a soldier and a warrior. So I would just ask that you be soldiers and not warriors, warriors and not soldiers. Soldiers takes orders. Okay, so now we need to talk about the different forms of depression. There are two forms of depression. We got a caller in queue. Oh no, okay. Let me mute everyone, and that way, if you want to have a question or comment, just hit star to unmute yourself and just say excuse me, and then we'll get you on. Okay. All right. So now there's two forms of depression. Okay. And we need to know the difference between them. There is a deflationary depression and a inflationary depression. And I would say hyperinflationary depression, which we will be going through now. Most of us are very familiar with the deflationary depression, but we're starting to see the hyperinflationary depression that is starting to show itself. And these are very formidable tactics that are used. And the key to this whole thing is that depressions, hyper and deflationary and inflationary depressions, only work when people don't control assets, when people get paid a slave's wage. That is the common denominator for these tactics to work. War is deception. Okay? And economic warfare is the most deceptive one of them all. Okay? So let's take a look and let's talk about what are the difference between the two and why they're so relevant. Okay? And I would say that we are currently in a deflationary depression. And it's not something that's coming. It's already here now. It's here now. We've been in it for a little while now. All right. And one of the ways that, you know, a lot of times we may not see it, because it can sometimes be hidden. It can be cloaked, but it's still here. But one of the ways that you can easily see the effects of it, and the deflationary one is very, very dangerous, because it's a hidden one. It's one in which people go about their everyday lives and not see things for what they really are from an economic standpoint, and know that this thing is being waged against them. So it's one that you always use it. There's always an economic calamities and economic control. And let me tell you something. One of the things that's so important is that you will never have any self-determination, any prosperity, any form of wealth if you're not able to first become disciplined in saving. And the thing is that you can't really save in what the system pays you if they pay you a slave's wage. If they're paying you a slave wage, you're at the mercy of the direction of the clawback, and at the mercy of the direction of the one that is stealing your energy, the one that is paying you, or the system that has established a fundamental, methodical nomenclature of theft. And that nomenclature is how things work. They have this systematic approach of how they steal from you. Okay? And this is very, very difficult, because it's the one that comes in disguise the most. It's the deflationary one. And the thing is that you have to prepare for, I always say that you have to prepare for something before it happens, because once it happens, it's too late. It's too late. And I would say to you all, you have to prepare for these economic depressions, both deflationary and hyperinflationary or inflationary. Okay, now, how you can see that you're in a deflationary depression? That's where a deflationary depression, the bankers hate the most, okay? They hate the most, because it offers people that are in the know a window of opportunity to have some momentum in preparing for the pulling of the switch, when they pull it, when they spring the trap. So the system actually, they don't like the deflationary one. This is why they have to mask it as much as they possibly can. Because the deflationary one just basically means, some of the ways that you can tell is that in a deflation, that means that there is little cash to go around. They minimize the overall cash that goes to people. They minimize how much they pay, or they minimize the transferability of the slave wage to people. They minimize it. But by the minimizing it, what does it do? It actually gives people the opportunity to use that cash, that slave's wage, and be able to acquire assets at a better, and to accumulate assets to their benefit, to where they can reach assets that otherwise they wouldn't be able to reach because of the manipulation. Okay? So that's one of the reasons why the bankers hate deflationary. Now, or the system also hates deflation. Now, here's how you know that you're in deflation. The steps in it, and it gradually moves along. Deflation is always followed by high debt. Right now, the United States has over $20 trillion in debt. $20 trillion in debt, but it's even higher than that. Okay? Now, when we look at that, the GDP for the United States is somewhere just short of $16, $15 trillion a year. But the debt is at $20 trillion. But in actuality, the debt is not at $20 trillion. It's far worse than that. When you look at the unfunded liability, it's at multiples of 10 or 20 to that. I wouldn't be surprised if the true debt is around $400 trillion, because one of the things that the system can do is they can cook their books. And what does cooking their books mean? They can numbers don't lie. The people that put them in do. So they can put in fictitious numbers to present one thing, but in actuality, they're lying is far worse than that. It's called cooking your books. Okay? So they is actually, the debt is far, far greater than that. Okay? And I think that with derivatives on top of that, derivatives, you can stack $100 bills from here to Jupiter in back, and it still will not reach the overall derivatives exposure. This is in the quadrillions of dollars. But the GDP for the United States is only 15 trillion. 15, 16 trillion. And I also say they cook their books about that as well. If they say it's like 15, it might only be 10. Okay? So this is where you get the elaborate debt. This is where, and I want you to picture like a balloon, and the debt just continues to fill like air. The air represents the debt that's being pushed into this plastic balloon, and it keeps expanding. Okay? Now, the world economy, the world GDP is not even $70 trillion. The world's GDP, just from what they say, is not even $70 trillion. But the U.S. debt that they admit to is $20 trillion? What does that mean? Let me put it in perspective for you. That's just like you having debt obligations, contractual debt obligations. And the key word I said, contractual. What do I mean by that? Credit cards, student loans, things that you signed your name for to acquire. Your contractual debt obligations is at $20 million. And you only, what you're paid, you get paid a slave's wage, and you're not paid as a lady and a gentleman, you're not paid as a queen or a king, you're paid in notes, and the notes that they give you come up to on a yearly of $30,000, $20,000, $10,000, or even $50,000 or $100,000.
you can't even afford the interest on that. Okay? So now, what does that mean? That means that the banker realizes something. Case in point, the banker realizes something. They let you get the $20 million in debt for a reason. What do you think that reason is that they allowed you to get into debt to that $20 million? The reason why they allowed you to get to that $20 million debt is because they realized that they were paying you nothing and you were giving them something in return. They were giving you worthless and you're giving them priceless. What's priceless that you're giving them? Your energy. They know that you're going to go to work. They know you're going to do these things. And they know that you are going to continue to facilitate and accept worthless cash and try to pay that back and everything else. Give you all of your energy. You're going to get two jobs. You're going to get three jobs. You're going to get your family in jobs. And then ultimately, it'll be too much. And then that's when something else happens to where they can enslave you by saying you committed a crime. When in actuality, the whole system was put into place to suppress and steal your energy. And by doing that, by stealing your energy and stealing your sovereignty, it makes you insane. And they know the psychological profile from their overall schools of technology. They know what triggers the push to destroy you. And they already got a time frame. They know what health issues you'll have, what psychological issues you'll have because of the stress that's being put into your life. Not only the stress affects your heart, it affects your overall welfare, your mental state, and it also affects your will to suppress your spirit. One of the things that they never talk about, the stress actually causes you to shut your spiritual in-tuneness off. This is where we continue to learn to follow a lie. Okay, so now, and this is all created digitally and by just writing out on a piece of paper, and they get handed to you. They're not handing you anything of sustainability. But we see the only way that we can sustain ourselves is by what we've been schooled, what we've been told, and what we've been given by the hand that feeds us. So this is how you'll start to see. So now, the interest on that $20 million debt is no way you're not even going to be able to pay that. It's only a matter of time until you default on that. And there's multiple ways that you default. You default by health, where you get an illness. You default mentally, where you start to have mental illness. Or you default mentally or not spiritually, but you default by changing your free will to do things that are not in your best interest, and then, boom, the written law takes over because you violated it. And this is a very, very intentional methodology of enslavement. Then this is where people are put into positions of poverty, and then they act out with violence and anger because they're being what? If you ever listen and you know from being poor, what does it feel like? It feels like you're being purposely suppressed, because you are. What you see is one thing. What you don't see is more real than what you do see. This is why I always say it's the system in them. And all the time I get asked, well, who is them? It's just like the wind. Just because you haven't seen, you've never seen the wind, but you've seen the effects of it. The effects of this suppression of you depresses you. And by doing that, you don't resonate by way of your spirit and discernment. You no longer become a warrior. You subjugate yourself to being a soldier. And you start to take orders. from the system because you just want to make it. I just want to be comfortable. I don't want no problems. And not realizing everything that was given to you because of leverage for them is going to be taken away from you on a clawback. What is a clawback, ladies and gentlemen? One of the things that the system does is that they take it and they give it away by way of a note. But your energy can never be retracted once it's expended. Because it's that powerful. So that's some of the ways that in deflation, so that you can see it, deflationary. The debt is high, debt is everywhere, and from that, it really causes us to. It's disastrous in this aspect. It is a very effective way of stealing and allocating what you have in energy wise to be taken from you. It is the initial form of exaction when the system is taking what is neither owed nor due, and it's a crime because they created the environment. They created a fraudulent environment based in a fraudulent contract that they signed on as a note that we accepted on by way of schooling, because this is what everybody has been doing. And this is how they're able to allocate everything that you have by getting you to surrender it from a methodology that we don't see. But we damn sure feel it. A lot of people will say, I don't know exactly what it is, but something is wrong. Here's what's wrong. Very important. All right, so now this is how they're able to steal assets and resources. The most highly sorted resource is the human energy. This is why these schools, this is why they have genetically modified this. This is why they have DNA splitting of this. This is why they have where they want to have hybrid. And this is how they try to medically induce themselves on you to steal your energy, because it's the most valuable thing that you have, so it's the most valuable thing to be sought after by those that want to control you. And this economic system is a very, very effective and efficient way to doing it. So they do it first by deflationary. So then in that deflationary, it sets up bad debt. And then they can try to reset the system. And when they reset the system, because the debt is too high, that balloon keeps going to where the balloon can no longer stretch itself any further. And that's when it explodes. And when it explodes, this is where people lose everything. And because of the amount of debt makes you insolvent, to where now you're subject to being put into receivership, to where they take things from you by way of debtor's prison, by way of war, by way of so many ways. And this is just one. And right now, we have the largest debt accumulation in history. From just historical times, it probably was the other times too, but they rehashed this thing. But they don't tell you about that because they hide everything from you, because they don't want you to know how vulnerable the system is to you saying no to it. So this means that when this debt continues to get bigger, this means that it's going to be a very bad explosion when it happens. And from there, the future outlook from that is going to be distorted. And then much of this is where the jobs leave. This is where you're not paid much. This is where things, there's no loans that are given. This is where it's hard to acquire their notes, their cash. Everyone doesn't have cash anymore. When I say everyone, I mean the majority of people. Okay? It's, you can see a prevailing thing beyond all, regardless of where their overall level of, they are no longer where they were 10, 15, or 20 years ago. The degradation from there, from where they were, wherever they were, that plateau, they're now coming down from that. And you can see that now because we've been in a deflationary depression for some time now. And it's about to explode. So it goes on. So this whole inflationary thing goes on. And much of the cash that people think they have is really, if you really think about it, it's just pieces of paper and it's all digitally created. This is why I posted in Tando about that ATM machine. This is why it's very, very important for you to understand the difference between currency and money, because the banking system has already taken what they promised to give you from by way of pensions, savings, stocks, and bonds. They make this elaborate scandal and scheme, Ponzi scheme, to get you in. And they keep blowing it up, and the overall balloon keeps getting bigger. And at the appropriate time, they say that we need to, it's too much, and they blame you, and they blame everyone else for signing on to the fictitious and fraudulent loans and accumulation of debt, and they make you feel bad for it. Why do they do that? Because they have to cause you to see that you're the problem. It's you, it's not them. It's not the system. The system is a way for you to escape and to way for you to find safekeeping and where you can where the overall prosperity is and where you can get yours. They have to give that facade. And then at the appropriate time, the overall debt accumulation grows and it explodes. So listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. I'm going to talk more about this, and then we're going to get into the hyperinflation part of it all. I don't know. If we don't finish it, we'll go into a dark. We'll go into a part two. Listen, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue. I think we got a question from someone in queue. Scotty, did you have a question or comment?
Oh, no.
Okay, cool. Let me see. I think my man. Jerry, did you have a question or comment? Because I see that you came back on the board.
Yes. With all that being said, I really don't want to answer because I don't want to interrupt you. But with all that being said, what would be the best way to take advantage of this opportunity that's being presented?
Hold on, just
I think that the hold on, Scotty, did you hear what Jerry said? I heard him say, with all that being said, I couldn't hear the rest.
Oh, no, not really.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, got you now, Jerry. Go ahead.
Okay, my question was, that's why I had brought up about the land and everything. Mm-hmm. What would be the best way? Because the land wouldn't well, from my perspective, the land wouldn't necessarily be nothing that you would be trying to flip or sell no houses, but to accumulate for things such as food, like Brother Davis was talking about, maybe starting a fish farm, things of that nature before everything hit the fan. But with what you're saying, what would be the best way to take advantage of these situations if we see them rolling into play? How do we jump out in front of that?
Yeah, and I was going to address that. Great question. Now, one of the things I'm going to jump forward with that. One of the things that land is really good, but you have to look at where. Where is really – see, land is a form of money, but it's not the most perfect form of money because you can never put an acre of land in your pocket and take it with you. And the paradigm that we're on is this, is that if I have a tank and I put my tank on your 1 acre of land, that land ain't no longer yours. It's now mine. And it's now the tank driver's and the tank gunner's land. So it's strategical in everything that you should do. Where is very, very important. Now, if you are in a position where that is not on the table or that is not going to be happening, then yes, then that would open up to where more land and land in different places would be in your best interest. But now, because we're moving out of deflationary problem into a hyperinflationary problem, one of the things about in that transition is war. It's war. And when that happens, that's the bad thing about land, is that you can't put it in. It's a form of money, but it's not the most perfect form of money. Yes, you can farm it. Yes, you can, you know, live off of it and everything else. But the thing about land is this. One thing about money that most people don't really consider is that when it comes to money, you can never own it. There is no money that you can own. The key to actual money, when I say money, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about cash. Cash is not money. Never has been, never will be. The thing with money is that you can only control it. Now, there is liabilities to what you can control. There are circumstances, extenuating circumstances to your control of that. And that's the one thing about land, is that you have to be very, very particular, because you're not going to be able to take it with you in case you need to leave, because you want to make a strategical exit. Okay? Now, that's very, very important. So that's what I would say. Now, owning some land in different places for farming, and that's perfectly fine, but that has to be structured to where it's in. You have to have a reason for that, and that reason has to be for a reason of all of the circumstances, the foreseen and the unforeseen circumstances that go along to why you made that decision. This is all part of your due diligence of things. Why did you choose this area over that area? You know, they always say location, location, location. And so that's what I would say with that, Jerry. That's very, very important. It's a great question. And that's why I said earlier, you have to look at, when you're going to be looking at giving some of your energy for something, you want to put your energy in the best, most resourceful place that's going to benefit you. I never buy an investment because I like it. You only acquire an investment for your control because the seller is asking the wrong price for it. Not only is the seller asking the wrong price for it, but the overall potential for it is much greater, to where you can leverage that to your benefit. The key to a profit is not where you sell. The key to a profit is where you enter the market for that asset that you're now controlling. And if you have an asset that you can't control, It just doesn't. What you just did was that energy has now been seized. And that's what happens in this system. That's what happens in the system. So I hope I answered your question there, Jerry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You left off the second part, though. The second part was what would you do to get in front of this? What would be the best, in your opinion, what would be the best mm-hmm. way to get in front of what we already know is happening now?
Great question. Okay, I think the best way that you get in front of this is, one, one of the first things that I would suggest that you do is that you're going to have to discipline yourself to be a saver and not a consumer. You're going to have to devise a plan around your overall family obligation, your individual obligations, your family obligations, and if you consider the community, your community obligation. And I would suggest that you have a community, because what we're going to be going through is going to be difficult to go through alone, but you could still do it, but it's not going to give you the best leverage. What you do, regardless of where you are, on how many notes they pay you, how few they give you or whatever, it doesn't really matter. If they could pay, they could actually, someone can actually be given $1 million of cash, and then another person is only given $10 of cash. If that person that has $1 million in cash spends $2 million, they're insolvent. If that person that has $10 only spends $1 and puts $1 into savings, spends $9 and puts $1 into savings, that person that is saving is wealthier than the one that had all the cash. One of the things about the key to being, in my opinion, the key to being a millionaire is not to live like one. So the best thing that you can do, every person, how you get in front of this, is that you need to acquire things, and I was going to go over this. You need to acquire things that are assets that you can use that is going to get you through this deflationary depression that moves into this hyperinflation depression. And if you do that, you're going to find, and you have to know where we are. You got to prepare where you are for where the next set of events are going to be. And you're going to have some form of anticipation. You're going to have to anticipate where we're going, and how do you do that? It's really easy. Find out where we are from the past. And one thing that I would suggest that we cut out is we have to stop not only wasting our energy and wasting what we're paid in slave wages in consumerism, we have to stop wasting our precious time, our precious moments of eternity, and use that for something that's productive. Your energy, the moment that you're in, that should be spent, okay, now I need to devise an exit strategy for my family, because my family needs this, this, and this, because of all of the obligations and who is all in your family. If you have young children, if you have older children, if you have children off in school and out in another state, or if you have family member here, you got community people here that you all want to, there is a structural format of planning that you need to have an action plan for how you're going to feed them, maintain the quality of life and standard of living. And that has to happen, ladies and gentlemen, by the urgency of you, where you start to say, okay, this is what I have, this is what I can do, and this is what I'm going to do. This is the plan. And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be comfortable, and it's not going to be something that returns you a yield right away. It is always going to be the path of least resistance, because it's going to be the hardest path. We're going to have to do what the system taught us not to do. We're going to have to be prodigious savers. We're going to have to be independent thinkers. We're going to have to be warriors. You get in front of it by looking at your responsibility from a sense of your love
for those that are looking for you to instruct them on how they are to deal with obstacles in the future. So it doesn't matter how much they pay you or how little they pay you. What are you doing with the energy that you have? The great creator never, in my opinion, the great creator never responds to you anymore out of a petition. The great creator now responds to you out of action from what you're creating and building, because that ability to create was given to you out of love. So so what you create out of love is a communication. So that's what I would say, where, how you get in front of it. Every person's predicament is different. Your unique talents. Don't look at what you can't do. Observe what it is that you can't do. Know what they are. Spend energy with them to strengthen you, but focus everything on what you can do and do it. And be realistic, be diligent, be steadfast, and be diligent. Stay committed. I'm going to say this before we go. We got another caller in queue. The best way that I could put it, if you ever have stood next to a mountain, very high mountain that has a bunch of trees and is very steep, and you're on the highway that is leading you in one direction, I would say this is what you need to do. You need to climb that mountain and actually walk along that mountain ridge, because that's the most difficult thing to do. Because everybody else that's been schooled by this system is going to stay on that highway to destruction. You're going to have to get back on the path that has been uninterrupted by man, that the great creator left you for you to create with. And the ability is yours. So that's what I would say, how you get in front of it. We got another caller in queue. Roz, what's going on, Roz? Go ahead. We got 4 minutes.
All right, cool. I had a statement and a quick question. The statement was, last night I was watching this show. I just happened to happen upon it, called Doomsday Preppers. And they were actually dealing with people in New York City. And they had a guy who was, they were simulating him escaping from the city. And I saw the guy who was training him do something interesting. He took a bandana, and he had some charcoal from a campfire. And he told the guy, in order to access fresh water, you're going to have to be simple but ingenious about how you do it. So he took some charcoal from a campfire that, you know, it burnt out. He put it inside of the bandana, and he crushed it up into like a powder. Then he took the guy to a water fountain in the middle of New York City and filtered the water from the water fountain, and this was filthy looking water, through the charcoal. And actually the guy had like fresh water to drink. And this was just, he did it right there on the spot. And it was just, I was like, wow, this is great. Because I already knew about charcoal, and you can get it in a bottle. But just the idea of saving your charcoal, if you light fires, like wood fires and campfires, that's something to think about saving, so that you have a healthy amount of it in case you have to do something of that nature. I just thought I'd throw that out there for everyone.
Well said, brother. Go ahead, Ross.
Now, my question was, earlier you said you were talking about how before every war there's always a false flag, which I totally know and understand. But what I would like you to do is just give a couple of examples of old wars that took place and the false flags that were put in place to divert people's attention, and more modern wars that have taken place and the false flags they use, so that people can get an understanding, because it's about to get real as far as the warfare game is going. So I think if people had a better holistic understanding of how false flags work and examples of how they've worked historically, they will be better prepared to have foresight with what's coming up under Donald Trump. Thank you. Brilliant show. And I'll mute my llama, brother.
Yeah, great, great, great question. Great point. Thanks, Raj. Yes, the charcoal is a must in making your gravity-fed
water filter, you know, it's add some gravel and different things, and yes, you can actually purify water. I would also add some silver to it to augment it, and it will actually be even more purified. So great points, Roz. Now, Roz asked some great, it was a great question about false flags and some of the past that actually caused wars and from the past and some modern ones. Okay, so I'm going to take one that everyone here is familiar with that was recent, and I'm going to take one from the past that people may not know about. But it's still relatively recent for you all. And from the past one, there's a bunch of ones that you can use. Every single war has started by false flag. It doesn't, from Napoleon to the Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, all of them were started by false flags. I'm going to take the Vietnam War for example. The Vietnam War was actually instituted by, you can look this up, something that you can research and you can see, by the USS Liberty, okay? McNamara said that the USS Liberty was attacked, and that was in the Gulf of Tonkin, and that was what caused America to enter the war in Vietnam. That was not true. It was a lie. It was actually an Israeli plane that fired on and sunk the USS Liberty and killed about, and then they blamed it on and why they entered the war. So
Dave, I think you got two false flags mixed up. I know about the USS Liberty, which was like an electronic listening, ship, and they were monitoring the Six-Day War with the Israelis attacking, the war between them and the surrounding countries. Mm-hmm. And the Israelis did attack the USS Liberty, but the United States didn't do anything about it. I think the Gulf of Tonkin is in Vietnam, where it was said a U.S. warship, not a big ship, but like a little boat, was attacked, and that was the justification for going into Vietnam.
Right, the Gulf of Tonkin was the start for the Vietnam War.
Right.
And that was with McNamara. And then McNamara actually, he came back and said that didn't actually happen. And so that was the older one. But it's been a bunch of them.
The Reichstag.
And the modern one.
The Reichstag fire in Germany is what...
Right, the Reichstag fire, yep. Where they said that some terrorist group went into the theater and actually burned down the theater. That it's all of its lace from World War, from U.S. entering the war with Japan. That was a false flag. They said that Japan actually attacked the U.S. and that wasn't the truth. The U.S. actually attacked Japan first.
Then the Gulf War.
By starving them through. In the Gulf War. It's so many. And then, but the modern one that I want to use so that everybody can see was 9/11. That was probably what everyone here that's listening probably knows about that. That was a falsehood. That was a false flag that preceded the overall war. There was also the even through the Civil War, the Civil War and the Spanish-American War. The Spanish-American War was set off by the sinking of one of the U.S.'s first submarines. But in actuality, they put a bomb on it so it would sink, and then they blamed it, so that they could enter that war. There's been a bunch of them. It's so many of them. All wars are actually perpetuated in order to maintain the depopulation to strengthen the system's ability to enslave. So 9/11 actually, if you look at what happened with 9/11, what did it extend? It's actually the beginning of World War III and Global Nuclear War I.
For a movie reference,
Dave. Mm-hmm.
What's that Sherlock Holmes movie with Robert Downey Jr., where I think that's a good illustration of false flags. You know which one I'm talking about, where his arch nemesis was like a military industrialist who were going to make war. He talked about, we're going to make war from the bullets to the Band-Aids. we gonna make money. I'm sorry, from the bullets to the bad days, we supplying it all.
Yeah, and they got that from the Rockefellers. I mean, the Rothschilds. Right, right. Oh, I don't know the movie. You know me and movies, Scotty. I don't know what that was, but it's been a bunch of false flags. But the most modern one was actually 9/11. But there's been a bunch of others. Syria is a false flag. Syria itself was a false flag. Almost went down. Remember when they said that there was gas that was used and they wanted to attack Assad for it? The same people that accused those that did it are the ones that did it. Right, Scotty. Libya was a false flag. Libya was a false flag. And these are the events. These are the events, the advents that actually bring about the overall move towards strengthening the hand and strengthening the abilities that the system has by way of war. And this is where all this technology comes out, and you know, it is, you know, in my opinion, another, you know, major false flag would have been recently. Let me see. Man, it's just so many of them. It's just so many. But if you look at like 9/11, what did it do? It established the overall war paradigm. That the modern-day war paradigm where they were now going to be drafting your daughters. That's really what that was said about, because it was going to be an even more extensive depopulation program. There was no... Do you really think a plane hit any of those buildings? I mean, a plane... The planes may... There may have been planes that hit the towers, but it wasn't planes that brought those buildings down. And I would ask, you really think a plane hit the Pentagon? Okay. I mean, you could. But see, evidence tells you something different. Evidence tells you that it's impossible for a tin can to bring those 110-story buildings down, because that's if you ever got on a plane, next time, for those of you that fly, next time you get on a plane, just before you step on the plane from the tramway to step on the plane, stop and look at the skin of the plane. It's not even 2 inches thick of aluminum.
Hey, Brother Dave?
Yeah, go ahead, Rod.
In high school, I took airframe and power plant at Aviation High School in New York. The skin of a plane is almost paper thin. It's a little bit thicker probably than aluminum foil. So I can tell you that from personal experience. You're absolutely correct. It's not a fortress flying in the sky at all. It takes absolutely nothing to penetrate that. So I just wanted to put that out there. You're absolutely correct. Thank you.
Yeah. Great point. Because it's next time you get on a plane, look at it. And it tells you everything. Evidence supersedes the lie. So these false flags, like that false flag, and there's going to be new false flags. And I'm going to tell you, I'll give you an anticipation of what I anticipate a false flag happening. It's either going to be in the Baltic or in the South Sea of China. Or it may be in Djibouti. And the one that I think that is going to happen in the South Sea of China is that from the freedom of land navigation, the freedom of navigation that the U.S. is going to, they're going to say that somebody sank one of their cruisers or hit one of their cruisers. And you know who they're going to blame? They're going to blame China. Or how about this one? China's going to blame the United States that they did it. And then all heck's gonna break loose. In the Baltic, within Estonia or Romania or Poland, one of the two sides, NATO or Russia, is gonna blast on each other, and they're gonna say the other side did it when neither side did it, but they're gonna go along with it. Either way, the eagle has two wings, a left wing and a right wing, in one belly. And it flies and it scavenges. It is a scavenger. It'll go all over to scavenge to maintain its overall substance. Not a bird of prey. It's a scavenger. And they will scavenge whatever they need to get what they want. So important. Man, great. I just want to say, hey, thank you, my man, Roz. Great questions. Jerry, great questions. Brother Bragg, great questions. Thank you for participating. Scotty, thank you for participating. Yeah, I made the mistake. The Gulf of Tonkin was for, and I was just going off the top of my head. But I'm going to come back to this on Tuesday. On Monday, we're going to do the 96-hour margin call, and Tuesday we'll go back to this, and then we'll give some more of how these things work and false flags and why they're so important. False flags work because they get you to buy into a paradigm to where you will have blind faith in the system, and you will have blind faith from giving authority to something. And in that blind faith is the first step to genocide. This is where they destroy your daughters. I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And much love, much respect. There's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Talk to you soon. Peace.